Why is this weird? This is backwards. Oh, and it's recording. Recording.
Okay, good. So we now know where on our laptops to find the meeting.
Yep.
We do need a central location to stash these meetings so they don't overwrite each other or we run out of space on a laptop.
Yep.
And then it seems to me that you could probably pull the staff for Teenage Offspring and get an editor who could keep odd hours.
Well, one question we have to figure out is...
Well, can we take it as a given that discussion inhibits things and causes trouble?
I think
that's been true for years.
I think so. So I think our preferred... So
editing is a requirement. Recording is a cinch. I believe, though I have no experience whatsoever, that editing is a cinch. Charlie's email that said he had to watch it in real time. I can't believe that there isn't a fast forward.
Yeah. So, well, let me ask one question we need to figure out, and maybe you already know the answer to this. Can we basically just shut off the record while we're in the middle of the thing? No.
Don't count on it. Yes, we can technically. Yes, if we are precisely focused and you haven't called to tell me that the VIP panelist who signed in with his phone number is muted and therefore I'm not here to push that button that second.
Right.
It's going to go wrong.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So it seems to me that somehow doing this in a way that we... And okay, so Rob, you've told me this a little bit before. Does it appear as though recording the entire meeting is the way you would like to do this? So just kind of it's set for record and it records 5 hours or 4 hours of something?
That seems to be the way to go.
It happens automatically. It's, I think, right. Free from human error. I don't know if Zoom has any issues with... Right.
Basically, when you set up a meeting or a webinar, there's an option to record automatically or whatever the button says. And if you hit that, which I did for this meeting, once I started the meeting, I saw at the top corner that it's recording. So it's automatic if you just turn it on at the very onset.
Okay.
And I assume when you end the meeting, it shuts off. So that's kind of a easy default.
So what we would then try to do is to say, you know, the meeting, the corporate meeting is today from 1 until 4. We record the 3 papers that are going to be part of that meeting or the 4 papers that are going to be part of that meeting as a block. At 4 o'clock, you do the thing which downloads and converts it to an MP4 that's on your screen, on your laptop.
Right.
Right. At that, we hand it over to whoever our editor person is, who is going to be responsible for, it's like they're chopping, they bring out their big cutting knife and they're just going to chop out 4 things, which are going to become Shannon paper, Beck paper, Paterba paper, Healy paper.
Exactly.
And those are going to be our 4 MP4 files. They're going to be the presentations of the 4 things. And they're going to basically, you know, like that night, send them to Debbie.
Just in case you don't know, can I briefly share a screen?
Sure.
In case you don't know, we already have a YouTube channel. It could be rebranded. It's currently, the banner at the top took Kevin 5 minutes to make. It took me 3 minutes to load it. It could be specifically Summer Institute. I just want you to have the option of not while we're changing to a new website to make Debbie post something specifically to our website when we have an option of making it widely available without troubling that large project.
So, okay. So if I go to the insurance meeting, which is there. Oh, good. So the thing which is now posted, I was very sad because, you know, as Rob, you were not as much in this as Carl was, but I ended up having some technical difficulties at the start of the panel discussion in the insurance meeting. Okay. And they were purely Jim technical difficulties because I had a Zoom, I had a YouTube window open on my desktop and I was on Zoom. Yep. And the two sounds are slightly out of sync.
Right.
So I was hearing everything twice and it was like an echo chamber and it was, yep, it was just a disaster. I may have even had two YouTube videos open. So right, it was a completely weird thing. So I was emailing and texting Carl saying, why aren't people complaining? There's all this echo. And Carl was saying, no problem here. Right. So I learned that, but this is good because I wanted to go back and look at the panel presentations from that. And I see that it's posted on the YouTube site, which is good. Okay.
And apparently Dan cannot copy it, but if somebody could let me know when everybody who needs to review it has reviewed it, because I promised to take this down at the end of the day. And I'm feeling a little guilty that it's still up there.
Yeah, no, it should come down, but give me a day to just look at it tonight and then we can
perfect,
take it down.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. And it's right.
So let me stop sharing.
It's a 5.5 hour video that's sitting out there. And what you're saying is we could, I mean, maybe the you know, okay, so Carl, this is actually very helpful. If it's possible to do a edit which just has the effect, you know, say we have 2 hours of video that's an MP4, and what we've right, discovered is what we want to do is stitch together the first 40 minutes, then we want to delete 20 minutes, then we want to take the next 40 minutes, then we want to delete the next 20 minutes, okay? And that just becomes one new video, and then we just post it, and it says Labor Studies Day 1.
Right.
That was exactly.
Just the presentations.
Right. That's actually, I mean, the thing that helps us with is that means that we are posting at the max day, you know, 8 new videos. Whereas the other thing is we're posting that times 4 potentially. And it's a lot more just manual labor to get these things up.
Well, I don't want to limit your options because I don't really know how to do this, but it seems to me that if you had 4 labor studies papers on day 1, it could be one long one with the discussion cut out, or it could be 4 small ones. I don't know that that's a big deal on YouTube.
I actually prefer in that setting posting the one labor studies day 1.
Right. I'm all for it too, because yeah, our programs are readily available. You can fast forward to the paper of your choice if the first paper isn't what you're logging on for.
No, but exactly. You can fast forward and you can see the whole thing, but it preserves the integrity of this was a meeting instead of this is just, I mean, if we have 500 videos of individual papers, it's going to be a little overwhelming.
Yes.
And it's better to preserve the coherence of these meetings, I think.
And I assume the papers are chosen and grouped in order because they flow together.
Right. They often have a,
you know, one would hope, but you never know. But that's a pretty good option if we can make it work. And then it also has the appeal that, you know, if we've got our video editor going to work, they chop the stuff out. And then Debbie and Ina have to post what ends up being, you know, 8 things, as opposed to having to post 33 things so that we can say we do one day turnaround.
Right. No, that seems very manageable, even when we have 8 meetings a day or whatever it's going to be. It seems that it is manageable. If there's maybe a small team working on it for the really busy days.
And I would like some assurance that we have a place to dump the videos, because I don't want to be responsible for taping over one or...
No, that's very important.
Or running out of the computer. Right. I don't think that's a thing that should cause any trouble, but I just want to... I don't want to be the only one who's worried about it.
But this is something we need to talk to Dan about, making sure that we have got, you know, sufficiently large hard drives on whatever machines you guys are using in this to be able to make it work. And I'm also thinking that we
probably... Or better yet would be a central dump where the editor could access it from some central drive.
Well, the answer to that basically is something like Dropbox, where, right. you know,
yes.
what I think we'll have to, the ideal thing is you grab the video from, you know, when you stop recording, and as I think it sounds like you and Rob, it sounds like you and I have now had the same experience of just seeing what YouTube does, what Zoom does when you've been recording and you then stop your meeting.
Right.
It then gives you this opportunity to just wait and say, you know, bring the thing down to my hard drive. It does it, right? Now you've got this big file that's sitting on your computer.
Right.
And you have to get rid of it somehow, and it's too big to send somebody as an attachment. So you need to basically sort of upload it to a thing like Dropbox, which is doable. And then the edit team goes and finds it and gets to work on cutting out stuff. Yeah.
It's just probably a matter of keeping things labeled clearly. And so the editor on the other end of the meeting can, you know, find what they're looking for and do their editing and get it posted the following day.
I think that's right. Yeah.
And if there's any desire to keep it in-house, the conference department has a whole drive that is just where databases are. I mean, there are places to stash this that aren't public or cloud or anything else if there's any security issue. That
we can discuss that, and we should think about that. I don't know what the answer to that will be. Yeah.
And I don't, and don't have a dog in that fight.
Right.
And if this is the way we're going to go, should we contact the organizers of the summer and ask them to keep in mind that everything's going to be recorded? So when they pick papers, to maybe let the authors of those papers know that they're the option, or that what we're going to do is record if they
opt out being
on the program.
Yes, but I think it's a little, I think I may have to go one more round with the program directors.
Right.
I mean, we're almost there. I think this is probably better than the immediate live stream YouTube, but.
Well, and to address Caroline's other concern, if the discussion is off the table, but if some assistant professor makes a career-ending error that gets pointed out in the meeting, it's going to be easy enough to opt out of posting his paper because
we
have an editor who can say cut it out.
Yeah, I'm not especially worried about that problem. I'm more worried about Alberto's problem, which I could sort of just see happening, right? You know, someone decides to put up some slides that turn out to be slides we would prefer not to have recorded for posterity. And
yes,
you know, we're off to the races somehow. So
well, I don't know how much time anybody has to. Well, maybe it's just organizers need to be mindful, in addition to telling the authors they're going to be recorded and need to sign a disclosure or whatever the form is, maybe all organizers need to be reminded closer to the date that these are recordings that will live in posterity. If you as an organizer want to flag anything that might prevent that particular paper from being posted, please give us a heads up.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need to work on some language that will go out to the people who've been selected for programs. And I think it may require a email back. I mean, we need to get out of the business of having the signed form if we can, and get into a business of having, you know, because otherwise you're going to have to collect 500 forms. It'd be better if we had an email thing that just said by emailing back your assent, you know, you agree to allow us to post your you know, presentation or something like that, and want you to know that the presentation will be posted after the fact, and, you know, maybe it will be posted for a month and will be posted for 2 months or something like that. So we got to figure that piece out. But I think we're now in a position where we could imagine going back to the program directors. I don't know if I need another conversation or if I sort of lay this out as an option, as the planned option, and say, you know, does this basically seem to work?
Right.
Either way.
Yeah.
But I think I should do that in the next couple of days. So I think, Rob, it's still a little premature to be messaging or you know, mm-hmm. anyone in terms of, I mean, the organizer crew, you know, many of our organizers are largely just kind of clueless. I mean, they're not much engaged with any NBER thing. Mm-hmm. They just show up for the Summer Institute, do their meeting, and then they disappear again for another year, right? So working through the program directors, I think, is the more helpful thing. Carla, would be how close are you to a final schedule for Summer Institute?
Well, actually, I'd be grateful if you'd look online. I believe I did it early this morning.
Okay.
Jim, I also updated the grid, which I'll send you a copy right now. The spreadsheet with everything on it, so you can see.
Okay.
Daily.
What's we going know on. How much you like the grid.
No, the grids. The Excel spreadsheet was very helpful because it also showed where we didn't know things, like where we didn't know times. Right.
And you can tell by taking out that there's no location column that you've got the new version in case it's cached.
Okay, so there's Ed, where it should be national security. Yep.
Aging should, or corporate finance is in there twice, I think. IO might be in there twice. And Rob, if I didn't tell you this before, it means making the program live on both locations when the time rolls around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so crime has moved, right? All right. Did we hear back from the macro public finance people? I did write to them and copy you, I think, didn't I?
Yes. Give me one second. I'll tell you what they said.
So it looks like they moved to the Wednesday.
They did, and that's been updated.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
So, okay, so we now need to be mindful of public economics and macro public finance are both on the Wednesday. So there may be some opportunities for some jointness there if we wanted. All right, we'll have to watch that for a sec.
So MPF is on July 15th. They're usually on Thursdays, but they're moving to Wednesday this year.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. That may still need a little bit more tweaking before we're done with that. Okay. And IO is going to the beginning of the week. Okay. Is IO just 2 days now, 9-10?
9-10.
Yeah. Okay.
And 16 and 17, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah.
They were one that, spans weeks. CF is the other one, week one and week two.
Yeah. Okay, and do we have, so Carl, why don't you send me the spreadsheet as well? And this has now deleted out the people who were canceled, right? So EFSF and whatever, they're gone.
Yep.
And high capacity, high performance computing is gone.
Gone.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I did send a message from Tony and Mao to everyone that submitted papers to their workshop for the summer, letting them know it's been canceled and to submit next year, whatever the message. So.
Good. Okay. All right. This looks good. We should probably, Carl, why don't you edit the line at the top of the Summer Institute calendar page, which says all events are by invitation only, to say something like, we'll change it after we figure it all out. But it can say events, meetings are by all, events by invitation only, semicolon, recordings of of paper presentations will be posted online after the meetings or something like that, right? That's a more friendly message there.
Is it premature though?
It's still, but it's premature. It's a more friendly message. We should remember that we're going to do it.
Yes, exactly.
It's a little premature. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I would not be uncomfortable posting a link to the appropriate page.
Right. When we're there.
And we could even be, although our meetings cannot accommodate all viewers.
Right.
They are shared on YouTube at this link.
Yep.
Does all the right stuff.
Okay. This is good. This is great. All right. So let me, we'll close this thing. I'm going to go finish my agenda for the 11 o'clock. You guys can practice downloading this MP4 and playing with it. And then let's then see, I'm going to do a, we'll continue this discussion in the staff meeting, because I want to see if we can get some of the crowdsourced wisdom of our group about how to do the editing stuff. Right. And we need editors. Basically, we need people who'll be able to edit for us in real time. And I want to see who knows, who's comfortable with that and might be willing to jump in. So I'll put that on as an agenda item and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. See you at 11 o'clock.
See you soon.
Thank you both. Yep.
Thank you.
And sorry for being